celebrate the arms of God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can we lift up our hands and worship the awesome God, the one who looks out for us, the I am that I am, the one who loved us, the one who washed us in his own blood. We give you praise. I want you to lift up your hands right now wherever you are. Amen. And just worship God, and just worship him, and just worship him, and just worship him. Give him praise, give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. Glory to God. It is him we have come to meet and seek tonight. It is him we have come to seek tonight. Elia dabaha shando suta baliga dabahaya elemaha shanda balabahaya o gabalito zulamande mandako selebahaya Ele bahashando zozo ege de bahaya. Ege zuna manda ko salamandi. Lift up your hands, lift up your voice to the heavens and worship him and give him all the praise. Ila bahasutandi mahandi, our Father, our God, Ikabalida Bahaya, our source and our sustainer, Manda goza la Bahaya, our Redeemer, Manduza Bila Bahaya, the one who has brought us back from sin and darkness, Keleba Salaba. He paid the full price, Zebatiza Lita Baandi. He didn't pay a half price, he paid the full price. We have been bought, fully justified. Glory to God. O Zona Mandekos. We give you praise, Father. Oh, we give you glory, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. For those of us who are connected, who have been with us, you know, to the start of GIR, I want you to say thank you. I want you to thank God. It's been a journey. It's been a journey. You know, it's been a journey. It's so hard to believe that this is like from February, this is May. Glory to God. And God has been amazing. God has, you know, brought light. He has enlightened our understanding. He has corrected us. He has instructed us. I mean, I read some of you feedbacks, your testimonies, and how JR has been a blessing to you. And I'm just amazed at God. Can we just give him thanks and say, Father, thank you for GIR. For those of you who have not been to GIR, but you're connected, just give him thanks and say, Father, thank you for GIR. Glory to God. Father, thank you for GIR. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Be thou exalted. Every of the ladies whose life you have touched, whose life you have impacted, whose life you have enlightened. Lord, I say thank you. I give you all the glory. I give you all the glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Okay, so Jairo recap. Amen. All right, I see you guys. You're connected. Glory to God. You're welcome. All right, so we're going to be having a final session today. Amen. Glory to God. I've been seeing some of your feedbacks of, you know, sad emojis. Don't worry. All right, it's not the end of the world. We're still together. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I trust that you have joined the alumni group, all right, on Telegram. Please do so if you haven't joined, okay, just so that we can foster, you know, the sisterhood. All right, you know, instead of just closing the group and everybody waving goodbye, you know, the Telegram, it's going to be where we would still stick together and continue. Like somebody said, what do we do from here? And then somebody said, we get it right and marry. Amen. I look forward to getting your wedding invitations. Amen. Like somebody said, I'll have to attend everybody's wedding. I look forward to rejoicing at your wedding invitations and giving God thanks for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So please do join the alumni group. All right. So Father, we thank you for tonight. Father, thank you for GIR. It's been amazing. I just want to say I'm grateful. Thank you, Lord, for utterance, for your wisdom. Thank you, Father, for the transformed lives. I give you praise. I give you glory. Lord God, I ask, O God, that as we do the recap tonight, I ask, O God, that you speak through me as your oracle in the name of Jesus. Let your word come to impact, to correct, to instruct, and to enlighten eyes of understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I give you praise. I give you glory. For in Jesus' mighty name, I've prayed. Amen. Can we give the Lord a shout of praise? Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. All right. So, for those of you in the WhatsApp group, once if I'm not connected, just let me know, because sometimes the network can be very funny. The moment you can't hear me, and just let me know on WhatsApp. All right. Glory to God. So let's go straight into today's business. All right. So GIR actually means getting it right in relationship. It's a vision that God laid in my heart last year, last quarter of last year. You know, I wanted to make it a paid class, but I thank the Lord that I was counseled not to make it a paid class. Thank God for my spiritual mother, Pastor Funke Obaje, you know, and I'm grateful that it was a free class, because God has been so good to us. I have met amazing, you know, sisters, amazing people through this platform, that if I had made it paid, I might not have met them. So glory to God. Amen. All right. So we started GIR February. Yes, we started GIR February, and we've been having classes. We had about 7 classes, and then we had the session with the men. Alright, so the recap. You know, God said we should do a recap, so that those who joined, you know, for the men's section can have a grasp of what we've been having. What we're doing on this platform, and then for those that have been with us but they've not been diligent, you know, with the filling up of the classes, I understand that some of you, your work schedule and all that, so GIR recap is also for you. All right, amen. Okay, so the first thing I said on the GIR platform was the intro class. You know, I started by letting us know that singlehood is a blessing. Amen. Singlehood is not a curse. Hallelujah. A lot of people in the society have made it look like if you are not in a relationship, there's something wrong with you. I have come to tell you that if you are not in a relationship, there's nothing wrong with you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You see a lady who is just 16 years old in secondary school, everybody's in a relationship, she's not in a relationship, she feels like there's something wrong with her. See, there's nothing wrong with you if you're not yet in a relationship. It doesn't mean that you're not beautiful enough. It doesn't mean that you're not fine enough. It doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you. Society and peer pressure has made it look like if you're not in a relationship, if you're not hooked up or yoked up with somebody, you are not raining, you are a Jew, you are not, you know, on point, there's something wrong with you. Please, 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 guys. Amen. This lie is not of is it has to be debunked today. Amen. Glory to God. It's not in line with God's word. Hallelujah. And then you see ladies now on Valentine's Day, those who don't have boo will not be feeling less than of who God has made them to be, and it shouldn't be. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Singlehood is a blessing. Singlehood is a season to prepare. To prepare for marriage. Amen. Because the truth is this, you won't be single all the rest of your life, but you'll be married for the rest of your life. Do you understand? Okay, there's a time, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, there's time for everything. There is a time and a season. There is a time for you to be single, and there's a time for you to be married. Hallelujah. And marriage is not where you just go in and come out as you like. Do you understand? So singlehood is that space that you have to prepare for marriage that you can't come out of. And I don't know if you have the mindset of going into marriage to come out of it. It's not of God. God hates divorce. Amen. So please take your single life seriously. Say, I will take my single life seriously. Or say like this, I take my single life seriously. So if you're single and then there's no bubble yet, please, please, please don't feel like God is not being good to you. You can't worship God anymore because all your friends are in a relationship and you're not in a relationship. You can't call God loving Father anymore. No. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then I read a scripture from Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Amen. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15.
Okay, if you have your Bible, turn to Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. It says, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head and bruise his heel. You know, GIRO basically getting it right in relationship. You know, this is a godly platform. I'm a minister of the gospel, so I am not called to teach on, you know, the very like how to cook for him, how to dress, all those things. Those things are necessary, but the truth is they have their place. Do you understand? You know, in sustaining a good marriage, you understand? But the truth is this: we need to address this thing from the core of the matter, and that is the realm of the spirit. Amen. I started GIRO by addressing this thing from the realm of the spirit, from the spiritual, you know, where it all started. And I made us to understand that the devil hates the woman. Amen. The devil hates the woman. Glory to God. All right. God said, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and thy seed, and her seed. Amen. So it means that there is serious enmity between the seed of the woman and, you know, the enemy's seed. Amen. Glory to God. And then God said, it shall bruise thy head and thou shalt bruise his heel. Glory to God. All right, so you see that after this, you can see how that the enemy, you know, went into total rage and anger towards, you know, the woman. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The enemy does not like women. I know for sure, for a certainty, that the enemy has special hatred for women. Why does he have special hatred for women? Because God said that the seed of the woman is going to bruise his head.
It's going to bruise his head.
Yeah. That's why the enemy does not like the woman. All right. And then the enemy has been defeated by the woman before. Okay, let me read the scripture. Galatians 4 verse 4. All right, this was one of the scriptures we read. Galatians 4 verse 4 says, but when the fullness of time was come, it says God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. Amen. All right, God sent forth his son, made of who? A woman. Now, that is talking about Jesus. Amen. Jesus did not just drop from the sky. Jesus came through who? A woman. Glory to God. So it means that if God wants to birth women, we need to I pray the Lord open our eyes to understand how important we are to the agenda of God. If God wants to birth a movement, a move, an agenda, all right, he's going to pass it through who? A woman. Glory to God. Of course, the men, they have their place. They have their place. I'm showing you the place of the woman here. Glory to God. God sent forth his son, made of who? A woman. Hallelujah. And Jesus came. The Bible says in Acts 10 verse 38 that Jesus, you know, was anointed of God, went about doing good, healing all those who were oppressed of the devil. He was just dealing with the devil left, right, and center. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You will get this in a minute. And then I read Revelation chapter 12. I read from chapter 12, verse 3 to 6. Because of
time,
I would summarize, you know, that whole, you know, part. You should go and read it. It talks about how the dragon was standing in front of the woman who was ready to be delivered
of a child.
The dragon was standing to devour a child. Verse 4.
It says the dragon was standing before the woman, ready to devour the child that was to be delivered of her.
The enemy is after your seed. The enemy is after what you're carrying. The enemy knows you carry something that will bruise him, that will deal with him. Amen. Either destiny children, you know,
destiny seeds, the enemy is sure afraid of you. Glory to God. And he does not like you.
And then one of the ways he wants to deal with the woman, should I tell you, is hooking her up with a bad relationship. You see a lady,
all of a sudden she just becomes all messed up when she meets a guy who gets her pregnant, who forces her to do abortion, you know, who just messes up her life. What happened? Because she met a man. You see a lady, you know, living her life, all of a sudden she just enters into a state of depression, into a state of, you know, low self-esteem. What happened? She was abused by a man. She was raped by a man. The enemy is after the woman. He hates the woman for what she carries. Hallelujah. See, this is why we need to be careful as ladies. We cannot afford to just, you know, I like you, you like me, and then you just enter into a relationship. If you enter into a wrong relationship, the enemy can use that to harm you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because it's after your seed, it's after what you're carrying. Amen. The seed of Mary dealt with him once and was defeated. Jesus defeated the devil. What came out of the woman? Jesus. What God sent through the woman, Jesus, defeated him. So the enemy is really afraid of the devil. And look, let me tell you, God said to me that, see, concerning the end of age, the agenda, the revival that is going to wrap up this age, is going to be ushering women into their prophetic destiny, that is going to, you know, wrap up everything and deal with the enemy big time. You see a lot of ladies ministry everywhere, ladies ministry. See, we've not seen anything yet. We are going to raise more ladies for the kingdom, because God has assigned women, ladies, you know, to go and bruise the head of the enemy. Hallelujah. Some will be raising destiny seeds that, you know, will be prophets like Samuel, great men that are going to, you know, cause a change of order. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And then you can also see that the survival of baby Jesus rested on who Mary got married to. Mm-hmm. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It rested on who Mary got married to. Oh, you don't know? Mary got it right in relationship. She got it right. Amen. Joseph was actually, you know, a son of the covenant. Hallelujah. You know, if you study Matthew 1, chapter 1, you see the genealogy of Jesus Christ coming from Abraham all the way to, you know, David, then all the way to, you know, Joseph. Hallelujah. Jesus actually came from the family tree of David. God already told David that I will establish my throne with you, and out of you, you know, Jesus is going to come through. Amen. And then Jesus came from, is the seed of Abraham. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Joseph was actually, you know, from that tree. Amen. His great, 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 great grandfather is David. Hallelujah. So Joseph was a man of the covenant, a man that God had already, you know, said that his lineage is going to come, Jesus is going to come through. Hallelujah. So Mary was married to a covenant man. Some of you are in a relationship with a man who is not of the covenant, and you say you're in a relationship when the Bible says that we should not be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. An unbeliever is not a man of the covenant. He's not part of the covenant. Amen. Glory to God. He's not part of the covenant. You do not have any business dating, friending, flinging, flirting, whatever it is, with an unbeliever. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 14. Do not be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. It says, what does light have to do with darkness? Hallelujah. You are not of the same covenant. Amen. So Mary was hooked, she was yoked to a man of the covenant. Amen. The Bible says when she was found with child, the Bible says that, you know, Joseph being a just man, not willing to disgrace her. What kind of man are you in a relationship with? Amen. Glory to God. What kind of man are you in a relationship with? Amen. Let me continue. The survival of baby Jesus rested on who Mary got married to. Amen. And married with Joseph wasn't just for the fun of it. If it was for the fun of it, we would not be here by now. We would not. Maybe God would have found another way. But Mary and Joseph, they would have been out of it. Amen. They are coming together. Their marriage was prophetic. It was a prophetic agenda. I see a lot of ladies are just in a relationship. They don't even understand that. See, the relationship is heading to marriage that, you know, you are in, that God wants for you, is to fulfill his purpose. You think it's just to satisfy your emotional satisfaction and butterflies. I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but see, marriage in the kingdom is for purpose. A giddy bahata. The Bible says one shall do what? Chase 1,000, and two shall chase 10s of 1,000. Amen. Glory to God. Your marriage in the kingdom of God, your relationship as a believer. See, if you're a believer, except you're not born again. If you are born again, the moment you say, I'm in love, just know that you have signed up to you for that love to be an instrument for the kingdom to attack the kingdom of darkness. We don't fall in love just for falling in love's sake in the kingdom. Amen. Glory to God. You can see that, you know, as Mary, you know, got involved with Joseph, engaged, you know, to Joseph, the plan of God that God had already spoken for, that a virgin shall conceive, Isaiah 7 verse 14, that a virgin shall conceive and his name shall be called Emmanuel. And that virgin happened to be Mary because she was attached to, you know, she was engaged to Joseph. This was a plan that God had spoken for years ago. Amen. But guess what? She needed a man to help her carry that prophecy to fulfillment. She needed a man to help her carry that prophecy to fulfillment. And Joseph was the right man. You know what? The survival of baby Jesus, like I said, rested on who Mary got married to. You know why? Because if you read that story, if you read Matthew 1, 2, 3, you will see that Herod was after the seed. You see that again? Remember Revelation 12. Remember Revelation 12. Herod was after what? The seed. He wanted to kill baby Jesus. But how did God rescue baby Jesus? How did God bring baby Jesus to safety? The angel of the Lord kept appearing to Joseph. Rise up. Take the child. Go here. They sought to kill him. Move here. Don't go here. Joseph was a man that was in tune to the realm of the spirit. Amen. It was not just one carnal man that used to sag up and down doing Ramalu or all those things that they are doing. See, if you are born again, and the kind of man you are in a relationship with is carnal. Please, I beg of you, you need to review that relationship. If God wasn't the one who sent you into that relationship. Amen. This is serious business here. Glory to God. The seed of the woman was at risk. It was the life of the seed of the woman was at risk here. Amen. And God brought the child to safety using who? The man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now imagine if you was married to one carnal man who could not decode God's plan. You know what God was doing with Mary and upon Israel. Just imagine, the truth is, baby Jesus would have been earth. Are there ladies right now who are hurting their God-given assignment because they yoked up with the wrong guy? Yes. There are some of you listening to me right now. At your age, you have committed series of abortions. Why? Just because of one guy. When according to God's plan for your life, you should have been, you know, you should have been preparing, if probably even launching out in destiny, doing great stops for God, you know, releasing great, innovations and, you know, creative things, you know, doing what God has called you to do, but yet you are stamped and, you know, soaked with emotional pain and depression. I mean, glory to God. I speak with ladies a lot. I privilege of God to counsel and, you know, mentor some of them. And I'm like, what? You mean you are going through all of this because of one guy? At this age? I mean. Ha. Really. Honestly. Really. The enemy is after this woman. And ladies, our eyes of understanding need to be open. That we can't just allow any guy just come into our lives and just wreck it and use and just mess it up. Mm-mm. It's better you're just single, alone with God, loving God, and Him loving you back. Hallelujah. You know, I remember a lot of people here are saying, yeah, TMA, glory to God, TMA is blessing lives. Hallelujah. I'm grateful to God. But if I had, you know, started my life, you know, at when God would have had me started preparing for destiny, I'm sure I would have not been here by now. Although God's mercy is there, His grace, you know. But as at, when did I get born again? You know, I got born again in my 20s. I didn't know people who got born again and serious with God when they were 10 and 12, receiving encounters. You know, they already understood purpose. They were already preparing for purpose. Some of you, as you are even 25, you don't even know where you are going to life. Why? Because you are cohabiting one guy. You've carried relationship matter on your head.
Amen. I was once like that.
I wasn't going anywhere. Just carry relationship matter on my head. The enemy used it to distract me. It was as though my life and destiny and ambition was relationship. From one guy to another, one heartbreak to another, one drama to another. That's how some of us and it's the enemy. It's just using it to do you roller coaster, waste your life, roll your boat. Time is going 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. You know, and then you've not even captured destiny yet, the essence of why you are on earth. And then you get married, you marry the guy, even with all the drama, you marry the guy, and then people give birth, and then you're like, you don't even know why you are living. No relationship with God, no work with God, no essence of life. You're not living for anything except man. And it's a curse. It's a curse because God said that the woman's desire will be to her husband. If you are listening to me and you are just always desiring man, it's as a result of the fall of man. If you are born again, you are not meant to be desiring man. What is it? Are there no other things to do? Are there no other things to build upon? Your work with God, your giftings, what God has called you to do. The Bible says in Matthew 25 now that he gave talents. That thing that God has given you, loaded you with giftings. What are you doing right now? Some of you are powerful mistress. When you God has gifted you with voices that when you sing, you can't even raise the dead. But what are you doing? You're just looking for man all around. And then you're singing for him. Oh baby, without you I would die. You're using the voice that God gave you. Not today. Amen. Glory to God. And then we moved into getting it right. To get it right in relationship, you have to get it right with God. And I made mention that there is no way you want to get it right in a relationship, get it right and marry right, if your relationship with God is not right. Amen. Glory to God. To some people, I'm sure it's a shocker. If it's godly relationship, it cannot work. The Bible says in Matthew 6, verse 33, it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Amen. Glory to God. You know, I usually say this a lot for those who have been following, my posts on Facebook and on WhatsApp, wherever. My books, I usually say this, that see, stick with God first. Every other thing will be added onto you, including the right book. It's not by jumping from one guy to another, dating everybody who is the right person. See, let me tell you, God told me this long time ago. He said to me, because I used to jump from one person to another, two weeks. In fact, I don't think I was single for maybe more than 2 weeks. I'm always in one love affair. Amen. And then when God dealt with me and said, sit down, and I was ready, to follow God. He said, he said to me, you don't know the man that you need. And it's the truth. Most of you think you know the kind of man that you need. God said, he said, you don't know the kind of man that you need. I am the one that knows him. So sit with me and I will bring him to you. Some of you think the guy you are with right now, you know. So you are just using your eye to scope everybody, date around, jump from year to year. But there is a bubble for the now, and there's a bubble for the future. There's a bubble for destiny. There's a bubble who can take you, hold you, and walk you through destiny. Some of you need to sit with God and let God bring the man to you. Stop carrying it on your head, jumping from one person to another. That's a curse. Hallelujah. It's a curse because if you read Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, I think it's from Isaiah 3 now, if you read 4. I think it's Isaiah 4 verse 1. He was saying that there will be women who will come and say, marry me, just marry me, don't worry, just give me your name. A lot of, I think 7 women will want to meet one man to marry me. If you read that, encounter, some people have said, and that's because there's going to be a shortage of men. See, if you believe that thing, debunk it today. The Bible says, male and female created he them. It says, none shall lack a mate. For every man, there is a woman. All right? Glory to God. So don't think there is a shortage of man. So everybody must grab their copy now. Mm-mm.
No. Amen. If you read that encounter, you see that God was actually, you know, judging Jerusalem and Judah for falling away from his path. It was judgment. So if you are working with God, that you are not going to be dragging man with anybody. God is going to bring your man. He's going to arrange him for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you don't have no business jumping about. Cool down, sister. Settle down. Settle down. The guy has not even said he wants to go on a date. You're already insinuating it. Are you trying to say we should go out? Like we should hang out? Leave all those things. Focus on God. Sit with God. Seek after the kingdom. Seek after him. Amen. Be like Mary. Mary that sat at the feet of Jesus in Luke chapter 10. She sat at the feet of Jesus. What was she doing? Hearing his word. Luke 10, 39 to 42. She was hearing his word. She sat down there. Martha was busy jumping around in the kitchen, trying to fix a meal for Jesus. Yes, we know. Age is clocking. You are almost 30. You are age. All your mates are getting. We know all of that. But sit at the feet of Jesus. What did Jesus do? What did Jesus say about what Mary did? He said of her, he said, Martha, why are you careful and troubled about many things? You know, Martha came and said, oh, you are letting my sister to just leave me and to be doing all the work alone. You know, can't even tell her to come and meet me. But Jesus said, Martha, you are concerned. You are concerned and troubled about many things. Some of you are just worried about who is my husband? Who am I? Is it who are the people in this choir unit? Who are the people? Is this guy that is in my office? Who is the man? Who is the man? Everywhere you are going, you are even your dress, you have narrowed your wardrobe so to be dressing to look good because you're the temple of God to showcase his glory. You're not dressing so that. I mean, you're just troubled about many things. Amen. Some people now, they do dating sites, they are on dating app, they are just matchmaking them. I mean, you don't need all those things. Jesus said, he said, one thing is needful, and Mary are choosing that good part. We shall not be taken from her. Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus, hearing his word. Jesus said, this one is the needful thing. If you're not sitting down, listening to God's word, building your spiritual life, walking with God, abiding by his word, hearing and doing his word, you're not doing the needful thing. It's not to go and buy makeup first. Amen. It's not to go and buy makeup box. No. It's not to first go and buy makeup box. It's not to go and buy human hair to look good. Mm-mm. That's not the needful thing first. The needful thing is to sit down and hear his word. Why? Because a lot of ladies are not whole. A lot of ladies, they are not whole. A lot of ladies are not whole. A lot of ladies, they've gone through a lot of emotional, you know, pain and, you know, upbringing. And, you know, they're not whole. A lot of ladies are not whole. Emotionally, they are not whole. In their soul, they are not whole. So you need God's word to make you whole. Because, see, you don't get married as half-half. You will marry fully complete. The Bible says, ye are complete in Christ Jesus. Even in Christ Jesus, we are complete in him. We're not half in Christ. We are complete in Christ Jesus. So you have to be complete in that relationship. You have to be complete in that marriage. Some people say, you are my better half. You're not anybody's better half. Amen. When you are not Jesus' better half, you are complete in Christ Jesus, who is the head of all principality. So you are meant to be complete in that relationship. So allow God work on you. Let your relationship, take your relationship with God seriously. Let your relationship with God be major. Let it be priority. You are looking forward to go on a date with. Go on a date with the Holy Ghost. Schedule weekend, me and the Holy Ghost, 3 hours. We're going to gist. We're going to romance. We're going to play worship song. We're going to talk. We're going to pray in the Holy Ghost. We're going to have fun. Amen. You need to have that experience. Glory to God. That's the kind of ladies that God told me to raise. Amen. Ladies that will not be looking for a relationship up and down, but they'll be looking for intimacy with God, because it's in that place the man will find you. Amen. And then you can't even know who to marry when you don't even know where you're heading in life. I mean, that's why you need to get it right with God first. Amen. The Bible says in Ephesians 2 verse 10, it says that we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has preordained that we should walk in them. So there is a work that God has preordained you to do. Amen. And then the Bible says, shall two walk together except they be agreed. So there is somebody that needs to walk with you in that work that God has called you to do. But that person has to be in agreement with you. But if you don't know where you are going to, how will you know who is to walk with you? How will you know which to work with you? You can see why a lot of people, they are not fulfilling purpose, because the person they are in a relationship with, the person they are married to, is injuring them, is drawing them back. How can you be? The reason I'm here is because I married a man who supports me. He doesn't see my destiny, my fulfilling purpose, as a threat to him. He celebrates me, he gives me space, he allows me, you know, he encourages me, he nurtures me, he prays for me, he supports me. But there are some ladies, they can't even say, if I just go to choir practice, the guy is like, where are you going to? Sit down there. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, you need to understand that there is purpose upon your life, upon your head, to fulfill. All right? And the person you need to be in a relationship with has to be somebody who understands God's plan for you. But how will you know where you are going to in life, your purpose, and who is even right to go with you on that journey, if you don't have a relationship with God, if you don't have a walk, if you're not born again, if you're not walking with God? Some people, some ladies don't even know how God speaks. How will you know how God speaks when you have not been spending time with Him? How will you know how He speaks? You've not been spending time with Him. So anybody can just come and bamboozle you with iPhone 11. And then you say, oh, is the one for me? No. You need to build your walk with God. You need to build your spiritual life. Hallelujah. I believe we're getting blessed. Amen. All right. And then we talked about getting it. We talked about what is true love. How many of you remember this class? Amen. What is true love? And I made us to understand that the only person that can define true love for us is the one who is love himself. 1 John 4 verse 8 says, God is love. God is the one who can define true love for us. Not label, not Nollywood, not bully or gully or whatever the wood is. The only person that is capable to define true love is God. Many of us have gotten the wrong concept of what true love is. A lot of you say, He loves me, and I'm like, really? He does love you. And then you see a lot of ladies compromising their work with God for some guy, because they say the guy loves them, so they leave their love, their work with God, to please a guy. You don't know what love is. Amen. The Bible says in Exodus 34, you know, God was introducing Himself. God was introducing Himself to Moses on Mount Sinai. Amen. God introduced Himself as the Lord God, merciful and gracious, abundant in goodness and in truth. And then in the New Testament, we come to hear John say, God is love. A lot of girls don't know what true love is. There is the love of God. That is the true love. God's love. And there is romantic love, which is eros. A lot of what you people call, what you people call love, true love, is romantic love. That's, yes, romantic love is good. You know, it has its place. Sexual love is good. You know, it has its place in marriage. You know, romantic love without sex involved is good. You know, when people are preparing to get married, amen, it has to be involved. But you see, true love is found in God. I'll read a scripture to us. 1 John 3:16 says, we know what real love is because Jesus gave His life for us. So we ought to give our lives for our brethren. If you don't know the love of God, you don't know what true love is. And you can't love truly. A guy who does not know the love of God and is coming to say He loves you, how? Amen. He doesn't have the capacity to love like God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It doesn't have the capacity. The Bible says in Romans 5:5, it says that the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. If the guy does not have God's love, and then he's saying he loves you, I don't know what kind of love. You need to watch the kind of love he's using to love you for. Because the truth is, it could be romantic love, and you don't build relationship on romantic love alone. Amen. You don't build relationship or romantic love. And that's why I say a lot of people say, I have feelings for him, I have feelings for her.
and then few days later or few months later they change hand, they start giving attitude. What happened? The love of God is constant. Amen. You don't build relationship on emotions only. Emotions are good, yeah, but a lot of ladies make this mistake in choosing a guy. They check for butterflies and chemistry. Do I have feelings for him? I have feelings for you, so I'll say yes to you. But Jesus didn't go to the cross with butterflies and chemistry for us. If it was butterflies and chemistry matter, he wouldn't want to go to any cross. Hallelujah. True love, the love of God, the God kind of love, it gives. Amen. Let's read that scripture. It says 1 John 3:16 says, we know what love is because Jesus gave his life for us. True love gives. True love sacrifices. True love lays down. The guy says he loves you, but he's sleeping with you and can't lay down his manhood and wait till marriage. Bubu, he doesn't love you truly. I'm telling you the truth based on God's word, because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13 verse 4, if you read downwards, it was talking about the characteristics of the God kind of love, the true kind of love. It says that love is patient, that love is kind. Are there a lot of guys who have put a bullet on your head as if they are putting they've done this bullet on your head thing, the way, you know, Amber used to do your money or your life, like they do sex or they end this relationship. There are a lot of guys that do it, and a lot of ladies go, ah, I love him, I don't want to lose him, and then they go with the let's have sex. You know, when God was working on my heart, I was really getting fed up of this lifestyle. You know, a guy brought that to me, and I was like, you know what, pack you and your sex, people should be going. I'm not doing anymore. I'm not doing. Glory to God. Date whoever I want to date. I don't care. Amen. But there are a lot of girls right now, they've compromised their work with God. They go to church, they love God, they sing in the choir, but they have a guy who's knocking them at night, or they are knocking during the week. We need to repent, guys. That guy doesn't love you. Amen. Let me tell you the kind of love he has for you. Is the kind of love that Hammon had for his sister Tama. See, hi. That love, if it displays for you, if that love displays for you, you think that it is true love. But I checked the Greek, the Hebrew meaning of that word. The love. If you read 2 Samuel 13, it says, Hammon loved Tama. So that he was falling, he fell sick. As in the love made him, I checked the Hebrew word for it. It means sexual love. A guy can love you sexually and I'll be crying for you. That if you don't say yes to me, I'll die. This, da, 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 da. Let him die if he wants to die. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But see, the true love of God does not need to do all those things. Amen. Ladies, I pray that eyes of understanding will be enlightened. A lot of us will be deceived. A guy comes with, you know, he just comes and he's just being nice to you, he's just friends with you, and you know, but the one that comes and is saying plenty things, I will die for you, I will, without you I can't sleep, but by 8 o'clock he's already sleeping, all those things, that's the one that your heart is now going towards. See, don't be fooled by all those things. Anybody can say anything, but see, the love of God is action. I love I think it was 1 John 4, now it says that, see, let's love indeed. Let's not just love by saying we love people. Let's love with our actions. Love is action. The guy shows it. You say that, let's keep sex to marriage. And like, okay, fine, we'll do it. We'll love God. The kind of man to be in a relationship is a man that loves God first, that puts God first, not puts you first. Amen. The reason my husband and I were able to wait for sex, you know, in marriage, 4 years, was because we put God first. God's love was what constrained us. We're not putting each other's faith. If I was putting his feelings first, or he was putting my feelings first, we would have had the thing. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. I'm drawing our attention to focusing on the love of God. Not all this emotional game some people are doing up and down. Yes, there will be emotions and affections, but affection that is not, but the affection is not inordinate. The Bible talks about inordinate affection. That one, the ordinate affection is the one that is of lust. Colossians 3 verse 2. It says God gave us, no, not Colossians 3 verse 2. Amen. Colossians 3 verse 5. It says, mortify therefore your members, which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. There is an affection that is inordinate. There is the one that is okay. Amen. That's why God said in Colossians 3 verse 2, it says, you know, set your affections on things that are above. So we have affections, right? We have the ability, you know, to, you know, emote your emotions and all of that. But the truth is, you have the ability to set it. That's why God said, set your affections on things that are above and not on things that are on the earth. Some of you think that, I can't help it. Some lady says, I can't help it. I'm just in love with it. Can I help it? That's the truth. Stop saying you cannot help it. I'm just in love with this drunkard. I'm just in love. You, the guy is a cultist. You're like, I'm just in love with it. It's a lie. Don't let the devil lie to you. You can love him. It's the truth. God said, set your affections. You can set your affections. You have the ability to set your feelings towards guy A or guy B or no guy at all. It's the truth. Some girls think that this being in love thing is jazz. It's not jazz anything. Love is a decision. Amen. God said, their sins and their iniquities, I will remember no more. God decided not to remember. Love is not, it's a decision. You can decide, I'm not loving this guy anymore, and that's it. Amen. Some people think this love thing is jazz. I'm just in love. I'm sorry, maybe they've cooked jazz for you. you need to be prayed for. Glory to God. But if your eyes open, you can set your affection away from that guy. The reason you think he's jazz because you spent time with the guy and your affection was set towards him. Now you can't sleep. You say you're in love. You use that to determine your yes. The fact that you have feelings for a guy does not mean he's the right man for you. Hallelujah. The fact that you have feelings for a guy doesn't mean he's the right guy for you. It's the truth. Amen. Glory to God. So the thing is, the point here is, does this guy truly love you with the love of God? Can he love you? Does he have the ability to love you as Christ loves the church? Because you see, that's a commandment that we're given. You know, to believers, it says, husband, love your wife as Christ loves the church. Does he have the ability to love you as Christ loves the church? Can he wait for sex in marriage? Does he value you? You are not even married yet. He's already shouting on your head. He's already commanding you up and down. Glory to God. Amen. I believe we're getting blessed. Please, ladies, you don't build a godly relationship on lust. Amen. You don't build it on inordinate affections. Glory to God. Of course, yes, there'll be emotions. You know, it's a godly relationship. There'll be affections. But you don't let it become inordinate. You coordinate it. Amen. You set boundaries. Hallelujah. If you build it on lust, it will crash. If it doesn't crash now, it will crash later in marriage. You see the man now. Because people have been having sex. People did not control yourself in relationship. Now you are married. Now maybe you're out of town. You cannot give him sex. You go help himself. That's why they love guys helping themselves right now. They are married. Ladies, please just maintain sexual purity. If he can't wait, wave him goodbye. Wave him what? Goodbye. Don't feel like, oh, you can't see another guy like him. See, I have dated plenty guys. There are many guys, if it's that one. But there is a man for you. Alright? A man prepared for you. Don't think there are no guys anymore. Amen. There are many, many people to you. There are many guys everywhere. Don't think, but there is a man that God has for you. So lack, shortage of man is not an issue. But, you know, let the man that God has for you locate you. It doesn't matter. I'm hearing somebody say, I've invested so much in this relationship. Yes, it does not matter. Quit it. Yes, the Bible says flee fornication. Both fornication and the bringer of the fornication, flee both of them. Don't even, you are living with him, flee, leave everything first, leave him. Later you can send somebody to pack your load. Do you understand? Flee fornication. Hallelujah. God will bring your own man who would wait for you. The Bible says, you know, God said, you know, he said, I I will honor him that honors me. You are fleeing fornication because God says to flee fornication. That's honoring God, because God is his word. And God is going to honor you, boo. By the time God overwhelms you, brings a man. Ah, God did it for me. That's why I'm sharing it. Amen. When God brings a man that will love you, they'll be like, God, what kind of thing is this? I'm just overwhelmed with your love from this man. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe we're getting blessed. Amen. Sola bahata. Eba shanda balabaha. Alright, and then we looked at Before You Say Yes. How many of you remember that class? Glory to God. And I taught on three things to note before you say yes. I'll just mention it briefly because I actually wrote a book on it. Yes, I think actually the book is dedicated to GIRO girls as well. Yes, so you guys. Yeah, it's been something I've penned down for a while now. You know, but after teaching it on GIRO, I knew that it's time to make it a book. So I taught Before You Say Yes, Five Things Before You Say Yes is a book. We'll be announcing the pre-order today. Alright, to do well to get it. Alright, do well to pre-order the book. Glory to God. I'll talk more about the pre-order after the meeting. But before you say yes, there are things to note. Amen. Is he born again? Hallelujah. Is it God's will? Amen. Does he have a mentor over his life? Does he have somebody that can call him to order? All these things are very important. Amen. A relationship that does not have somebody who can call get order is very risky. I'm sorry to say, it's very, very risky. Amen. Glory to God. Before you go and say yes, is he ready to get married? Sister, a lot of you girls are wasting your time in a relationship that is heading nowhere. God knows the end from the beginning. So before you start a relationship, if you know where people are going to, not just follow me. Let's just be going out. Even when God told Abraham, let's be going, he said, he told him where they were going to. He gave him a clue, like, I'm taking you to a place that I will show you. I will make you great. It's not just God cannot just come and say, let's just be going. Going to where? Let's just be going out. Where are we going out to? Girls, before you give any guy any attention, anything, these things must be sorted out. Even after you've heard, okay, you have a lady that is God's will. Is marriage in view, sir? Let me know. Not the one you want to come and waste somebody's time here. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because the truth is, relationship is not a time to just eat ice cream, peck your neck, and be having sex. And all of a sudden, relationship is a time to prepare for marriage. Hallelujah. My husband and I, we spent our, you know, relationship years, 4 years, preparing for marriage. What we're doing now, these are things that we discussed, we talked about it, we prayed about it when we were in university then. Praying about it. People say, TMA and her husband, TMA, we knew all these things were going to happen years ago. We prepared for it. We prayed for it. Amen. We prayed about it. So relationship is a season to prepare. You are preparing for your marriage, discussing things. Okay, how going to handle in-laws, children, this, that, that, and all. So people say, we don't know what to do. That's why we're kissing ourselves, we're touching ourselves. There are many things to do in a relationship. Many things to do. Many things to discuss. Building your spiritual life together self is a lot of work. Becoming one in mind is another work. You believe in anointing oil. He does not believe in anointing oil. Oh yeah, now you people should discuss. Find a balance. Do you understand? There's a lot to do in relationship. Amen. Glory to God. Alright, so to know more about this class, alright, please do get the book. I'm hoping you get the book. I do really want you to get the book. There's a free chapter that I released on Okada. Yes, the feedback has been amazing. The testimonies, I'm grateful to God for that. And then we looked at righteousness. Woo! Righteousness class. Glory to God. I mean, how many of you remember righteousness class? I was really blessed. I love that class. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, we looked at righteousness and we thought that, you know, and I thought that righteousness is your ability to live above sin. You know, a lot of ladies face this sin consciousness, you know, problem when they get into a relationship. You know, issue of sex and all of that. So we had to deal with righteousness. Even before they get into a relationship, a lot of ladies masturbating, watching pornography, doing all sorts right now.
you know. And if you get to a relationship, oh my worse. Let me tell you the truth. And if you get married with it, it will be worse. Don't think marriage is going to solve any sexual or any unhealthy sexual cravings. It will only make it worse. Amen. Glory to God. So you must deal with that sin issue right now. So you must understand righteousness. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21. He says, for he had made him to be sin for us. Who knew no sin? That we might be made the righteousness of God. Amen. I made us understand that Jesus didn't have the sin nature. Man had the sin nature. We had the sin nature. But what God did on the cross was a substitutionary work. God took away our sin nature and placed it on Jesus. And then God gave us the righteousness nature that was on Jesus. So now we have the ability to do right. We have the ability to live right. Living above sin is no longer a struggle. I was discussing with a lady, was it yesterday now? Or today? And she was telling me about, okay, she's like, okay, she just stops, you know, masturbating and, you know, pornography. And I was like, wow. She said that she just made it a resolution not to do it this year. And I was like, okay, fine. Resolution is good. But see, that's not the life of righteousness. Life of righteousness does not resolute up and down. I will not do this anymore. I will not do that's law. Amen. Glory to God. That's the law. There's the righteousness of Christ is not of the law. You don't set laws and rules and regulations for yourself. You live it. I told her that, do you do resolution to have your menstrual cycle? No, you don't. So why would you be doing resolution so that you will not watch pornography? Of course, you set, you know, boundaries that, oh, I will not do this. But when you now make it like a law, something you are not conscious of. No. Amen. Glory to God, you leave it out. It's not something you are considering any longer. Amen. Well, just like you don't make a resolution to find your period, you see your period, it comes. So such is it. You don't make a resolution not to watch pornography. The thing comes to you, say, watch me. You say, no, I don't watch you. The Bible says, well, we're not debtors any longer to the flesh. Amen. We're not debtors any longer to sin. We don't owe sin anything. Amen. The Bible says, Romans 6:14 says that sin shall no longer have dominion over us. So it doesn't have dominion over you. So pornography is coming. Say, watch me, like I don't watch you. Get out. You move. Amen. Glory to God. Why? Because you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. You have the ability to live right. You have the ability to live above sin. Amen. You have the ability. All those ones, you are jumping from one man to another, going on different dates, and then you are having sex up and down. You have the ability to zip up. Amen. Romans 3 verse 22 says, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon them that believe, for there is no difference. The righteousness of God, you are righteous. The righteousness of God that you have become came upon you when you believed in Jesus, when you got born again. Some people think that righteousness is about looking spooky, doing, walking like a stick. No. Amen. If you are born again, you are righteous. If you are born again, you have the ability to say no to sin. You have the ability to live above sin. Amen. Paul was teaching this to the guys in Rome. Was teaching them this thing that, see, when you understand that you are righteous, you can live right. When you understand that, when you've placed your faith in Jesus, when you've put your trust in him, you've put your trust in his word, you can live right. And then they were saying like, when I understood that chapter, romance, you know, I understood the righteous conversation, I could see like a drama in my spirit. Like they're like, if it's that we are not righteous because we put our faith in Jesus, we don't have to do anything about it. So we should not be living anyhow. But I love what he said. His response in Romans 3 verse 31. Amen. His response just made me have that dramatic play in my heart. Hallelujah. I love what he said in Romans 3 verse 31, the TLB. He says, well then, if we are saved by faith, does this mean that we no longer need to obey God's law? He now said just the opposite. In fact, only when we trust Christ can we truly obey him. Amen. It is when you trust him. You trust him to stay pure. And how do you do that? You hide his word in your heart. You gather scriptures of sexual purity. That says my body is the temple of God. I flee fornication. You put your trust in that word. And you declare it. You confess it day and night. You declare I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You declare that sin no longer has power over me. And a guy comes and says, can you come over? The word of God that you have deposited on the inside of you. We answer him, no. I'm not coming over. Amen. Glory to God. Righteousness, guys. Don't live a sinful life. It's not for you. Amen. It's not for you. Glory to God. You're not called to live a sinful life. Amen. Sleep with this one today, sleep with this one too. Even if it's a guy that you are getting married to. No. Repent. God loves you. He's not condemning you. But he doesn't want you to remain that way. Amen. God doesn't want you to remain that way. He doesn't want you to remain that way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He doesn't want you to remain that way. So you need to repent. You need to repent. Amen. Glory to God. I sense in my spirit, I just need to pray for those of you that you have been, you know, living careless life. And then a lady said to me that, you know, she had sex, you know. And my man, I'm like, even in this lockdown, how are people having sex? How? I don't understand. Well, maybe person in Lagos, sha. I don't know, but even in lockdown, you're still having sex up and down. You know, we need to get this thing. Amen. Because that's why you see a lot of people, they get married. They married, the guy is fine. But you see them sleeping with gate men. You see them sleeping around with some other nonsense people around, or sleeping with different people. Why? Because they don't know how to live above sin. When the man is not there, they will open their leg to somebody else. Hallelujah. So please, guys, sin. Sin is not just something you just say, it's not just, I'm still a virgin. We just used to kiss. We just used to do oral sex. We don't used to do the in-depth sin. Sin is like a seed. When it gets pregnant, what it gives birth to is death. So you can't even tolerate a tiny bit of it. The Bible says in Ephesians 5, NIV version, verse 3, yeah, it says that let no hint of sexual immorality be named among you as becoming sons of God. No hint. Not even a thought. You are not thinking it. You are not thinking about it. You are not thinking about sex. You're not thinking about having sex. You're not thinking about it. The thought comes, you rebuke it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe I'm communicating God's word by spirit to somebody here tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So if you are that lady, you've been messing around. And wherever you are, I want you to just go on your knees. And just say, Lord, I'm sorry. I am ready to walk with you. I'm ready to walk out my righteousness nature. See, you are the righteousness of God in Christ. If you are born again, you are righteous. You just don't know it. That's why you are messing up. How many of you, you used to wear white? The day you wear white, you are very more conscious of yourself. Like, even inside the Uber, if you order Uber, you know, if it's not your own car, if you order Uber, you want to clean the seat, whether it's dusty or not. You are conscious of yourself. When you understand that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, you will know that you can't do nonsense. You will know that I can't be caught doing nonsense. For what? The righteousness of God in Christ Jesus watching Mojo for what? Why? Why? The righteousness of God masturbating. I mean, it doesn't even fit. It's abnormal. Paul said we have died to sin. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer in it anymore? You are dead to sin. Sin and you no longer exist. Amen. You are dead to sin, girl. Glory to God. Live above it. Don't let sin rule your life. Mortify it. Mortify the deeds of the flesh. You have the ability to do it. You have dominion over sin. You can live above sin. You can. You can say no to sin. You can. You can. Amen. I want to pray with you. Just say, Father, I'm sorry. Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I've been allowing sin rule me. But I want to repent. I want you to mean it. I want you to mean it. Glory to God. Oh, Father, Lord, I pray for your daughters that are ready to live above sin. I ask that you enlighten the eyes of their understanding and strengthen them by your spirit in their inner man to walk this life of righteousness. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. All right, let's continue. Hallelujah. I believe we were blessed by that recap. Righteousness, righteousness. All right, and then we moved into what to do while waiting. Gang girl, this was the part where I wasn't preaching fire and brimstone, but I was talking like a mommy. Right? Amen. Glory to God. What to do while waiting. Amen. I love this class because it's not just to do fire and all of that. And then you're doing fire and your pants, your underwear is torn and brown. The white underwear has turned to chocolate color. Amen. You are singing in choir, but if they look at your bra, you've not washed it for the past 2 weeks, and you want to marry. Amen. You want to marry, man. Glory to God. It is well. What to do while waiting? You know, I told us how that you can't spend your life preparing for just one day event, which is the wedding day. A lot of ladies are doing this thing. Check their phone. The gown is good. I'm not against it. The gowns they will wear on that day, the color, shoe, is good. Those things are signs of faith and all. But do you have, if I check your phone, will I see materials that are preparing you for the wedding, for the marriage? Do you have books you're reading? Do you have messages you're listening to? Amen. Glory to God. For the marriage, or you're just preparing for one day event. Let me tell you, that day, if it's too long, if church to 3 hours, 4 hours, a reception, 3 hours or 5 hours. Some people do overnight party. Quata, 24 hours. Everything has ended. But marriage is forever. Amen. Are you preparing for that one? Hallelujah. Glory to God. There are things to do while you're waiting. And even what you are even giving yourself to those things shows that you are in faith that, oh, you're going to marry, you're preparing for a great marriage, a great man that God has prepared for you. The Bible says in Proverbs 21 verse 31, it says, the horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. Yes, safety is of the Lord. Yes, God will bring the man, but the horse, you have to prepare it. It is the fighter that will wash the horse body, that will put all the equipment in the horse. It's not God that will come and be helping you shave your private parts for you every month. Or when some people's on the thing has turned to dada. The thing is competing with expression attachment. Ladies, amen. Glory to God. There are things to do. Personal hygiene. Personal hygiene, you have to prepare in this area. I see a lot of ladies how dirty they are, and I'm like, man, this one's gone. My man, if I were a man, I don't think I can, because for me personally, I hate dirt in my life. If you are close to me, I hate dirt. In fact, if I see a dirty road, a dirty environment, it can spoil my day. I have to start, you know, drawing my attention away from it, like, you know. So please, I have a very, very high tolerance for dirtiness. And I believe God gave me that heart so that I can raise ladies. Because I know I will meet plenty more ladies that are dirty. When you come into my hand, you will change by the power of God. Amen. You cannot afford to be dirty. Amen. Glory to God. Personal hygiene. Proverbs 18 verse 22 says, he that finds a wife finds a good thing. He that finds a wife, you don't become a wife when you get married. You become a wife before you get married. Sugadabaha. You are a wife before you are found. He that finds a wife, not he that finds a slave queen. You're just busy painting, buying, do all those things. Yes, I do all of that. That's what you're focusing on. But inside your body, the Brazil you are wearing for the past 1 month, you've not washed it. The underwear you are wearing since you left secondary school. What kind of thing is that? Amen. A wife. I will show all of these things. And we looked at Proverbs 31 woman. We looked at her. And we saw how that all these things, we need to work on it. Amen. We will see it. Kingdom men are looking for wives. They're not looking for slay queens. Amen. They're not looking for slay queens. They're looking for wives, homekeepers. Who are you preparing to be? Are you preparing to be a wife or a slay queen? Which one? God won't give his son to just anybody. He won't give his son to a slay queen. It is not he who finds a slave, it's he who finds a wife. So I want to ask you, are you a wife? Those want to say, I want to marry. Your one room corner is looking like dustbin yard. You can't manage it. You want to be a wife to manage a house. What are you becoming in this season? Even if you're going to use maids, because yes, I believe in having, you know, nannies and all. But it's somebody who has the management mindset, the management attitude, the homekeeping vibe that can even manage our nannies. You have nannies, you can't even use that to do anything. You are messed up, you are disorganized, you can't even organize your nannies. Who are you becoming this season? Are you becoming a wife? Are you becoming just all those girls up and down that used to do slay queen up and down on Instagram? This season is a seed for your marriage season. This season is just for a while. Marriage is for life. What are you sowing into your life this season? Life is seed time and harvest. Seed time and harvest shall not cease. He that sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he that sows to spiritual things, to things that matter, to things that last, will reap life. You are not everybody's wife. You are somebody's wife. You are a helpmate that is suitable for someone. Some of you are pastor's wife. God is preparing you now. Better allow him. Better yield. Yield. You're like, oh, let me. God has been leading me to cater for like 5 sisters. Only me. Am I the only person? God is preparing you. Amen. Some of you are wives to kingdom politicians. Great men. You can't afford to be a dunce. Who is the governor of Lagos State? Zireya Radwa. Do you even know? What are you doing? Glory to God. We looked at Proverbs 31. And I kept hammering. Who are you prepared? Are you prepared or are you preparing? Who are you preparing to be? Glory to God. Who are you preparing to be? We looked at Proverbs 31. We looked at Proverbs 31 woman. We saw Proverbs 31 verse 10. It says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. I believe strongly that you are complete in Christ Jesus. You know, everything is complete already. In your spirit, you know, there's virtue in your spirit. But see, if virtue is in your spirit and it's not outside, nobody is going to appreciate it. You cannot be saying, I'm virtue. I'm a virtuous woman. Your honorary talking is not translating any virtue. What kind of virtuousness is that? Amen. Proverbs 12 verse 4. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. But she that makes a shame is a rottenness in his bone. Oh, Jesus. Abi, you want to be a rottenness to somebody's bone? There are some men that are regretting why they got married. 2 months into the marriage, they're like, God, what have I done? But a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. Her husband is proud of her. I believe you want to be a woman who her husband will be proud of. Who her husband will be proud of. Who her husband can talk about. The Bible says of the Proverbs 31 woman, say her husband was praised in his praise in the gates. He's, you know, people know him, the elders, they know him. Hallelujah. Proverbs 21 verse 19. And this was where I talked about how some ladies they need to work on their speaking. You just spoil everybody, criticize everybody, criticize your best friend, criticize everybody. You will still criticize your own husband to your friend when you get married. It's the truth. See some women now, some wives, you'll be like, how will you be cursing your own husband, calling him a fool, gossiping with him with your friend? I don't understand. I've never done that. Bad mouth my husband to my friend? No way. No. Even if I want to share something that he did wrong, I say it in a, you know, in a plain way, not like that idiot, that man. What? For what? My own husband? A fool. Ha. And I'll be discussing him. Even when we're cutting. I could not catch myself doing that. So we're in a relationship, already practicing it. The guy just did something and then you spread your own news. Tell everybody. When he changed, you cannot tell everybody again. You can't tell everybody has changed. Hallelujah. Proverbs 21:19. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. You need to work on your attitude. You need to allow God to work on your love walk. Now is the time. If you cannot bear with your roommate now, your roommate is giving you problem issues and you cannot bear with her right now. There's a high tendency that you will not be able to bear with your husband. He thinks every time marriage will be doing butterfly. It's not every time. There are times that you drop something here and the thing just moves to another place. You're like, what exactly is going on here? Is there a spirit inside that is moving things? You're like, it's the husband that moved it. What will you do? You gently move it back. Or you say, honey, I kept this thing here, you removed it. Not the one, I'm shouting. What is this? You cannot stay one place. You cannot keep this where. See, man, the Bible says it is better to stay in the wilderness. You will drive that man crazy. He will just be going. They close from work for 7. He will be coming home very late because he does not want problem. A lot of people are men in church. They don't want to go home. They are staying in work doing extra time. Why? Their home is not conducive. Amen. Please, ladies, let's use this single season to work on our attitude. Pray and say, God, work on me. Work on me. Work on me. Is it that you curse, you say foul things too much? I say, Lord, ladies, say very, very foul, speak foul language. Idiot, foul. I don't know, all those nonsense things. Please, work on those things. Allow God work on you. Amen. Glory to God. Let me read the scripture and then we close. Hallelujah. All right. Proverbs 31 verse 22. It says, she maketh herself coverings of tapestry. It says, her clothing is silk and purple. You can see that her clothing, the things that covers her body, they are taken care of. Your underwear, your bra, your clothes, how are they like? Are they like rags? You need to work on that area. Amen. It's not enough to just wear nice clothes and then cover the thing there. Some ladies even wear one underwear twice. And some soak underwear as if they are leaving it for their ancestors. What is that? Amen. Work on your personal hygiene. Buy good underwears. And then we did a lot of ladies. I told them to burn their own underwear. Some of you sent me pictures of underwears they are throwing away and new underwears that you bought. I celebrate you. Well done. Glory to God. Amen. Old underwear. Some of you, the last time you bought pants, underwear was when Lira Dua died. Please repent. Go to the market. One is how much? If it's too much, 300 or 350, you know, cut your coat according to your level of grace right now. God is going to increase you. You can buy the one of 5,000. I went to ShopRite one time to a place where selling underwear and they said, this underwear is 10,000. I was like, is that the thing will not tear? Is that the thing will not tear? Amen. Glory to God. Sorry, please. Just praying tongues with me. I need to work on something. Hallelujah. So talabaraba. Amen. Is there anything we're not here? Glory to God. Amen. But, you know, doesn't mean that there are no good underwears out there for you to buy. Your body, how is your body odor? Some ladies, the reason why a guy cannot stand around them is their body is smelling. It's smelling. The thing is smelling. Honestly, I've heard stories of how Lily was complaining that she didn't have any guy propose to her. And when she entered the pastor's office, said, the reason of the atmosphere that came with you. Body odor. Bathe. Get body spray. Not just perfumes. Perfumes are for clothes. Get body spray. Spray, you know, take care of yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Personal hygiene. I've heard of stories of a guy who withdrew his intention to marry a lady because he went to her house and then he saw plates stacked up, flies gathered everywhere. Not once. I think the second time I was like, no, he can't stand this. There are some people, even if God has said as a person, because of some things they see, they will not do. And God will not force anybody or anybody. Do you understand? Personally, if God was directing me to my husband, God knows I can't stand it, and my husband is a dirty person. I will say, God, please, mercy, Lord. Have mercy on your child. Can we find another person to replace? There's replacements. Yes. There's no one man for anybody. Amen. And then sometimes, even the man that God even has for, you know, you, and then or not, is dragging you down. Dragging you into sin. Dragging you into, just dragging you backward. Oh my God loves his children. He's not going to kill his child because he's trying to get them married. Mm-mm. Amen. Read my book. Go and read the free chapter. Amen. Get that book before you say yes. Saul was messing up. God said, well, Umbok, please, I've removed the thing from him. I've given it to his neighbor. Samuel, take your anointing oil. Go to the house of Jesse and anoint my another king. There's no time. Amen. Glory to God. So don't think that, because God has said, you not leave yourself like that. No, you have to work it out. There are things to work on. 23 says, a husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. And I told us how that, you know, as women, we need to learn how to celebrate our men, you know, build our men, you know, help them build what God has committed into their hands. Not you destroy, you know, what God has put in their hands. Destroy their life. Use your mouth to destroy the man. You are not speaking words of blessing over him. You're always abusing him. His head, he doesn't even reason where. Yeah, what, you want to marry a fool now? Amen. Glory to God. You speak words of blessing. My husband is blessed in the name of Jesus. I remember one time I used to say my husband is not romantic. I realized the more I kept saying it, the more the romance in him was reduced. As I said, my husband is romantic in the name of Jesus. Amen. And I saw that he started to, you know, develop in that area. Verse 24 says she makes fine linen and sells it and develops and delivers girdles unto the merchants. This was where I talked about idleness. Amen. Verse 27 says she looks well to the ways of her household and eats not the bread of idleness. This woman did not just become all of this when she was married. She has been like this even when she was single. Somebody has not been eating the bread of idleness. He's not eating the bread of idleness in marriage. She was not eating it when she was single. It's the truth. I believe strongly. So what are you doing now? You say you don't have anything you are doing. You are done with school. Uh-huh. And so what? No job. Find something and do. Start selling something. Learn a skill. Go online and learn courses. Amen. Volunteer somewhere. Don't be an idle woman. Don't be looking. Who will marry me? Marry me. Nobody wants to marry any liability anywhere. You are an asset. A man should have... We should meet you as an asset. Don't eat any bread of idleness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 26 says she opens her mouth with wisdom and in her tongue is love, kindness. I talked about, you know, how we talk in this place. Amen. You have a friend, you're always abusing your friends, saying, criticizing everybody. Please, please, please allow God work with you in this area. And I told us, you know, to start declaring words. That my words are seasoned with grace. I speak words that are edifying. Amen. Because if you don't right now, you talk to your husband here. And men, they are very word sensitive. You know the one you say, see this one, sassy B. To your husband. You've been saying it now to your friends jokingly. You say it's joke. The day you say to your husband, I once heard a story that a woman said something to her husband and the word... It made him stop functioning as a man. It damaged him inside. For years, this man was not producing. Until one day, he opened up and said, my wife called me a fool one time. And it entered me. And she was like, I didn't mean it. You see? Please, ladies, start declaring that when I open my mouth, the things that come out of my mouth, words of kindness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. It was a wonderful teaching. I think we had this teaching twice. Amen. We had this teaching twice and it was a wonderful one. Glory to God. I was really blessed. I was really blessed. Amen. Glory to God. And then we had my husband. We had my husband come teach on preparing as a single lady. Powerful session. Amazing. And then we had my daddy, Pastor Tokwe, you know, teach on submission in marriage. Oh boy. Woo! That was, in fact, me go. I will use that message to retreat. You are privileged to learn now. Better learn how to submit to a man now. Learn submission now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So, guess what, guys? The messages, my husband's session and Pastor Tokwe's session is available. Amen. Glory to God. Today, I'll be launching my website officially where you can get all my messages, including this one. All right. If it doesn't come out today, tomorrow, latest, it should be out. Amen. Glory to God. All right. The site is www.doreenomoshele.com. Ayani, do well to type it and send to all the groups. Amen. www.doreenomoshele.com. Amen. All right. Visit the website. Amazing stuffs are going to be dropping there. You know, messages are there. YouTube video with my husband, Vantage Point TV, amazing. All right. Also, okay, there are two things I want to do today. Yeah, on this meeting. The first thing I want to talk about the pre-order of my book, Before You Say Yes. Most people know already that I run an NGO to girls in brothels. Yes, for the past 3 years, I've reached out to 30, more than 30 sex workers, showing them love, reaching out to get them saved, giving them gifts and all that. But the vision where we're going to is to get them a rehabilitation center. A rehabilitation center. That's where, you know, we are going to. And I want to use my book, pre-order. You know, my books, I've dedicated my books, money, funds for my books, for the ministry, for the work of God, you know. So I'm also using this pre-order to raise funds for, you know, this project, to have a rehabilitation center for them. You know, my heart keeps going to the 15-year-old girl in Calabar, with no mother, no father, who is having sex, paying, you know, 1,000 naira per customer. You know, there are a lot of things I've seen on this little journey that I've embarked on that has brought me to tears, you know, and I want to really help them and take them from the street, as many of them that are ready, because a lot of them are actually ready. Most people don't know. A lot of them are ready to change. A lot of them are ready to quit if they get help, you know. So I want us to help them together. So the pre-order book is in different packages. There is the bronze package. There is the normal pre-order is 1,500. The bronze package, silver package, platinum package. Now just visit my website. You will see how everything is and order, you know, how to pre-order. Please let's pre-order. All right. I would advise you pre-order, you know, from silver, you know, bronze upward, all right, so that we can help these girls. Okay, and then also the next thing I want to also talk about is we'll be launching the baby girl school. Yay, glory to God. The baby girl school. Baby girl school is basically a school for those who want to grow up spiritually. My assistant should be posting the pictures already by now. So for those who want to grow up spiritually, all right, and those who are just got born again want to grow up spiritually, those who have been born again want to grow up spiritually, you know, baby girl school is for you. So the school registration begins like immediately now. The link is available. It's also on my site. All right, the school entry is free, but you need a copy of Baby Girl Devotional. You need a copy of Baby Girl Devotional. A copy of Baby Girl Devotional. You can get on Okada for 1,000 naira. I also made it cheaper on another platform called Erudaya for 500, just to ensure that we get it. Amen. Glory to God. All right. So it's also on my site. So once you get the devotional, you register, you fill the form. Class starts May 23rd. It's a 15 weeks drilling. All right. Devotional. I wrote a devotional. released it last year. It's been a blessing to life. It's been a blessing to me. It's filled with, you know, teachings. You will grow spiritually. Amen. Battling through sexual addiction, whatever it is, you need to grow up in Christ. You will grow. Just enroll for the school. I tell you, when some people see you, are like, ah, what happened to you? Like, Christ happened to me. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, yes, that's it. Is there any other thing? Okay. I believe that will be all. So, do well to register for Baby Girl School. Tell your friends about it. You know, share the pictures, share the website. All right, let's get people, let's get ladies into this school, okay? And then, oh my God, I wanted to do something today. I wanted to give some, celebrate some people, do some, like my team members of GIRO. Yes, please. The ones that have been coordinating several groups. Obadjumo, leaders of several families. Amen. I'm not able to remember all the name of the families right now. Peace, Arrow Peace, I celebrate you. Ayokunle, Favor, Lisa. There's another piece to Prudy. I just brought Prudy in. Then Tammy and my very assistant Ayeni and Anita. God bless you all for me. Thank you so much. You know, there were times that, you know, they had to clock in and pray for you every day, and they were fasting as well. Please celebrate your group leaders. They have labored over us. Hallelujah. In this season, everybody's thinking about themselves. There are people praying for us. Please, if you belong to any group, I would just plead that you reach out to your group leader and just celebrate them. All right, celebrate them. Even if it's airtime you want to send, just say, thank you. God bless you. All right, glory to God. So all group leaders, you can dissolve the group now. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for doing this with me. I love you, and your labor of love will not be forgotten by God. He's going to reward you. Amen. And to my GIRO people, I don't even know who to give. If I want to give, who is the most active person now on the group? I don't know. So is it Ronke that's always disturbing everybody? There are some people who were very diligent. If I don't even know who to give this one to, who was the most active student? There are quite a number of you. Quite a number of you. I don't even know who to give this word to. Amen. But I celebrate you. Okay, so on the platform right now, I see you guys. Doris, Amara, Miss Summer, Betsy Johnson. Thank you guys for coming. Those of you who share. Tolu from Inspire. God bless you. I celebrate you. Yeah, I celebrate you. I celebrate you all. I love you all. Christy Busola. Dr. Faith, the editor. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I really had a wonderful time doing this with us. Yeah. Please, let's get it right. Amen. Let's not allow what has been sown in our lives. Let's not allow the enemy steal it. Let's let it produce fruits. Amen. Glory to God. I celebrate you all, and I love you guys from the depth of my heart. So registration begins now for Baby Girl School, and pre-order of my book begins immediately. All right, you're going to get the hard copies when pre-order is over. All right, if you're outside Nigeria, we're going to do Amazon paperback for you. I would set up that later, but if you're within Nigeria, pre-order and let's pre-order. Amen. Glory to God. So this is me saying goodbye. And I love you. And if you're here, you know you're born again. You're connected. I mean, I can't be sharing all of this. And you know, you won't want to do relationship God's way. Relationship God's way is not complicated. You can know who God will have you marry. And you prepare. And then you guys get married. You don't have to date plenty people first. Amen. All right. So if you're not yet born again, just say, Father. Just say, Lord Jesus, I confess you as my Lord and Savior. I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. Come and be the Lord of my life. Come and be my Lord. Come and be my Savior. Come and save me. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you said that prayer, welcome to the kingdom of God. And I would love for you to also register for baby girl school. Those of you who have been saying to me, mentor me. Okay. And you know you need spiritual growth. Register for baby girl school. All right. So from there, we kick things off. All right. I love you all. God bless you. Amen.